Network Marketing 2.0, episode 109. For show notes for marketing and even more free training resources, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm excited about this topic that we're going to talk about today, the top 1% network marketing prospecting tips. And this particular episode is dedicated to my prospecting mentors, and that would be Cedric Harris and Jeffrey Combs. I learned probably 95% of everything I know about deliberate prospecting skills from Cedric Harris and Jeffrey Combs. Back in 2009, they visited shortly after I decided to bring my 4 or 5 years old business at the time online. They visited Fort Lee here in New Jersey, and for an event, and I went there and I paid, I think it was $50. But when I walked out of that room, I paid another $350 for a selection of CDs. Okay, there were a bunch of CDs that that Jeffrey Combs was selling about prospecting, you know, everything from marketing to prospecting. And I still listen to them till this day in my car, because I don't really have a CD player anywhere else. But there was another 10K blueprint by Cedric Harris, where I kind of learned everything. And so majority of marketing / prospecting skills, you know, was from that I learned back in 2009, was from this guy Cedric. And Cedric's mentor is Jeffrey Combs. And when it comes to pure just prospecting and understanding the psychology of your prospect, of my prospect, this was it. And it didn't even matter. I could literally prospect myself after going through some of these trainings over and over the years. And what I want to share with you here is the top 1%, the ones that the top 1% earners of this industry use, from my perspective. Now, majority of everything I know, or let me say that I practice, not that I know, but that I practice, as literally probably 95% has come from me reverse engineering what the top earners do. Not what they say. See, a lot of time they teach something, but they do something else. Okay. So my job here is to share with you how I've reverse engineered them and how you can use them in your business. Okay. So here's the deal. I always ask people, can you just imagine a top earner running around and chasing prospects at Walmart? The answer is probably no. Okay. The answer is as simply as no. And if you feel the need to do that, chances are, you're desperate. You're trying to build a business on sand as opposed to building on a rock. Right. And, also because probably you feel like you don't have influence or you don't have enough audience. See, if you don't have either of those two, you're absolutely right. You're going to struggle with prospecting anyway, because I don't care how good you get at prospecting, majority of the answers you're going to get is no. It's a bunch of rejections. So if you're not well built for rejections, or if you don't have a system in place to collect those rejections without necessarily being in your face, then you're probably going to, again, struggle and struggle and struggle until you quit, because you're human just like myself, just like the top earners. Nobody likes to hear no or rejection. It doesn't feel good on the skin. It doesn't feel good on the mind. It's depressing. It's discouraging. And everything you can do in your power to make sure that you don't collect rejections in your face, you should do it. Okay. So that's what I'm about to share with you here on this episode. Now, the first step that I want to share with you is this. What kind of value are you bringing to the prospect? Now, when I say value, I don't mean something you think of as value by yourself. I mean something that the prospect actually see. So in other words, how do you know what's going to be valuable to the prospect? Right? See, just, yesterday I was listening to another training of somebody, actually elaborating. Actually, it was, from MLSP. Okay. By the way, I met Cedric Harris, by way of, my lead system pro, MLSP. So I was listening to their training yesterday, and the gentleman that was literally talking was saying something to the effect of, everybody is not your prospect. Right? Because everybody were taught in traditional MLM that everybody is your prospect. But that's not true. That is too far away from truth. As a matter of fact, you shouldn't want everyone to be your prospect. You should pre-qualify people. So again, two things I'm going to mix together right there. And again, as a top earner or as a person that wants to become a top earner, you must be doing this from day one. Okay? Two things, value, and is everyone your prospect? Okay. So how do you find out these two information? What value can you bring to that person that that person, that prospect will see as value, not just you, right? Also, how can you talk to the right people? Well, the fastest answer to that is to simply ask. Okay. And one of the biggest things that I learned from Jeffrey Combs was a lot of asking, a lot of asking. Now, of course, you don't want to be condescending. You want to be asking in a very respectful manner. You want to be asking like you actually care, not just like you actually care, because you actually care, because you don't want to waste your time and you don't want to waste that prospect's time either. So if everybody is not your prospect, the best way to find out is if it's not so obvious, okay, if it's not so obvious already, you should ask, okay? A lot of times it's going to be obvious, okay? There's some type of people you don't want in your business. If somebody doesn't know how to keep a job, a day job, right? You probably don't want that person in your business. They're probably going to complain about not having money, not having the money to invest in marketing, not having money to get started, not having money to go to the event. You're going to have a trouble. You're going to create a double job for yourself. So if somebody doesn't know how to create a job, or keep a job, you probably don't want that kind of person in your business, okay? Now, you don't want to prejudge, you just want to expose. Essentially, as for after you expose, don't burn your energy. Don't waste your energy on talking to the wrong person for too long. The way I learned it is you want to talk to 100 people in 1 minute as opposed to talking to one person for 100 minutes. Okay. That's prospecting 101 from a top earner's standpoint. Yes, you want to ask questions. When you ask questions, you use the answer to deliver value, because from the answer to the question, you'll be able to deliver value to that person. Okay. And then that also simultaneously allows you to pre-qualify people for joining your business. Again, because all you need is really a 5 to 6, 7 solid leaders in your business to get to $1 million. That's all you need. Okay. Now you're going to need to go through a lot of people to get to that. Okay. But it's also going to be a lot more fun and easier for you to prospect when you know how to pre-qualify people and you know how to filter through the process. Now it gets even easier if you have online funnels in place that pre-qualifies people before they get on the phone with you. And that's an extremely easy thing to do with a mentor and a coach, okay? So you can put a funnel in place that filters people that have watched your videos, people that have received value from you already before they can get access to your phone. All you need to do is just drive traffic through it. Now, if you don't have that kind of budget and you're playing with budget, then it's the same thing that applies. You just want to make sure that you're pre-qualifying people with proper questions, and then make sure you get the answers to pre-qualify them before you invest your time, most importantly, your time into trying to help them build a business. Because a lot of time people invest time in the wrong people. They end up having to follow up with them, call them, and things like that. What you end up having is trouble. Okay. You spend too much time on the wrong person, and then you spend too much time away from the right prospects. So that's pretty much the fundamentals of the top 1% network marketing prospecting that I wanted to share with you on this, particular episode. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. If you want more of this, you know where to find me. I will see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2 Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.